know the funk don't always give you what you want, but it'll give you what you need. You know what I'm saying? We never left. Yo, we back. NHFA in your face. Bringing you something good to your ear hole, y'all. Check it out. And it's our time to shine. It's our time to grind. It's the phone.
Hey, 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 what's up, what's up? All my funky friends out there, my Club Funketeer ambassadors and Club Funketeer members, my true funk soldiers all around the world, welcome to another edition of Funk from the Front Seat. Today we got a real special show for you, and I apologize for all those wanting to see Tanny's soul sister today, but some things came up, so we're going to have to reschedule her show. We're sorry about that, but we're going to make that work, Tanny. Sending love and prayers to you and your family. You know, it's all good. We got your back, sweetie. Today, we're going to get into a little something. We're going to most definitely be running that Bootsy Power of the One video for y'all out there again. For y'all that don't know, we're going to get into a little bit about Bootsy's birthday bash a little bit later. But today, we're going to have an all-out fun show talking about some things that's going on in the world. I'm going to bring my producer, Mark Lee, has been kind enough to jump on at 12:30 with me so we can hash out some things that we're doing in honor of my boy, Gale Sayers. I got my Chicago Bears Walter Payton jersey on and my Chicago Bears hat. Y'all know I'm a Bears fan out there besides being a lowly Jets fan. But anyway, let's get right to it. Before we do anything, this past week, we lost another icon in the business, you know, Mr. Eddie Van Halen. A lot of people don't know his background story. So if you don't know his background story, go check it out. He is from a biracial family, which I find that really, really cool. And they need to speak up on that a little bit more. So I'm gonna play a little tribute, just one track. And I have to do this for Eddie Van Halen, one of my favorite guitar players. So y'all sit back and relax on Funk from the Front Seat and check this out. And then we're going to get into our show. Eddie, love you, baby. Get hype, get hype, get hype, cause I'ma get listed. Here we go. Funk from the Front Seat, all around the world on IBM.TV, y'all. Woo! One of my favorite Van Halen tracks. Yeah. What's up? Love you, Eddie. Come from the Front Seat. We miss you, Van Halen. We miss you, Eddie. Man on a mission. Steady ahead. Woo! Welcome, welcome, y'all. Roll call. Woo! Get high, y'all. Get lifted. God bless you. Welcome to Funk from the Front Seat, Mr. Eddie Van Halen. Let's talk more action. That's what we need in the world. Let's talk more action. Woo! Thank you. Sometimes, man, you know, people are leaving this planet so fast, you know, we forget that the legacy and the road that they paved, you know, we can always go back and get some. I listen to this disc religiously whenever I need to get lifted. You guys know me by now. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. I care about what people put out to the universe when it comes to music, song, poetry, art, you know, visual effects, rap music, whatever, you know, I care about it because it's part of the fraternity that I'm a part of. And for every musician, every man, working woman out there that's in the business, whether you're on Broadway, man, shouts out to my big sister, Sheila Barksdale. I'm sorry, New York Broadway shut down for a minute, but I heard May is coming back. But wherever, doesn't matter. You could be in a small play in your hometown, or you could be on Broadway, or you can be overseas in Germany, Australia. It don't matter, man. If you're contributing to the arts and to the universe, that's a beautiful thing. And we always want to make sure we pay homage, you know. And we're going to be giving a lot of shout outs today. You'll hear me thanking a lot of people today. You know, so I just want you guys to just sit back, relax, enjoy the show. You know, welcome around the world. Welcome Germany. Welcome Australia. You know, welcome over in England. Welcome in New Zealand. You know, and all over the United States. We love you guys. And thank you for tuning in. I want to thank the sponsors, you know, that help IBM.TV grow, you know, especially Lynn Shepherd and the Dollar Store and the other sponsorships that come in. I don't know who they are, but I just want to thank them and all the producers. And a very special shout out to my main man, Ankit. I'm going to take my glasses off for you. I need you to get better. All right, brother. I love you, man. I know you're over in India. I know you're not feeling well. One of our major producers and contributors to IBM.TV. Ankit, I love you. I hope you feel better. So let's get on with the show. There's a lot of things that's been going down lately. But before we get into that, you know, I just want to say, you know, to Tanny Soul Sister, you know, I miss you. I love you. And I wish you were here. And we're going to get you on soon, you know, as soon as we're able to. OK, so mad shouts out to Tanny Soul Sister and her fans. You know, she'll be back on with us. We're going to make this work. Any birthdays or anniversaries out there? No. That we care, know that I love you, know that here on Funk from the Front Seat, we got your back. We're going to make sure that you guys know people care about you in the world. Right now, there's a lot of people that are hurting. So, you know, maybe this will cheer you up a little bit. Yo, Mark, we're going to spit that Bootsy Collins video at him right now. And don't forget, October 23rd, Bootsy Collins' birthday bash. So y'all sit back, relax, and feel the power of the one. And y'all know what that's about, because I know this will get y'all lifted. So we're going to come on and let Bootsy tell you a little something about the power of the one, y'all.
However you feel, but you just have to sit in between that space, that little space that you got, which is one. And then you would try to fit these different notes, but you felt in between that, like, you know, and that's a problem. You know? And you can change that.
It's the power of the one.
It's the power of the one.
You know the song is just begun.
You can leave.
You can leave on me.
Don't let me free.
Power of the
one. I shall not hold down.
But I need the funk.
Is the power of the world.
Oh, yeah, that's true right there. That's hot. That's hot. That's the hottest thing that's out right now. Y'all go ahead and check that out. Woo! Love you, Boosie. Love you, Peppermint Patty.
The true essence of the funk is the power of the one, Bob.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is the power of the one. Love you, Bootsy. Love you, Peppermint Patty. Thank you for sharing that. Don't forget, October 23rd, y'all check out Bootsy's birthday bash. It's going to be virtual, going to be live, hosted by comedian Tommy Davidson. So it's going to be totally off the chain. Varied ticket prices are out there. What's up, Sassy Rick? What's up, brother? How you doing, man? I got to get you back on the show soon, man. Brooks, Dr. Brookenstein, shout out to my man, Dr. Brookenstein. And yeah, man. You know, we are, and thank you, you know, for praying for Ann Kit. That's really cool. Thank you, Brooks. We got some serious stuff popping with Bootsy Collins' virtual birthday bash. Varied ticket prices and things of that nature. So y'all could check it out and go and help celebrate, you know, the power of the one. It's a major statement and major movement by Bootsy Collins and Bootzilla Productions and Peppermint Patty and all that goes into everything that true funk soldiers are holding down for us while we're kind of stuck in the house and while we can't really get out and socialize like we should. Again, we at IBM TV encourage you to stay safe, social distance, wear your mask, have your hand sanitizers. That's just kind of like how we roll. We all about health and safety. So, you know, y'all need to really understand we're nobody trying to take away nobody's freedom about anything. But at the same time, those of us that want to stay safe, we have, you know, our freedom taken away because we're wearing the mask. So we feel just like you do. The only thing is we're just trying to stay safe and keep from bringing it home to someone that we may love or someone that we may care about. So it's all about working together. It's not a bipartisan political issue or none of this other kind of crap. It's just all about staying safe, being smart. And yes, listening to science, listening to science. That's very important. Getting back to something that I wanted to bring up, and I'm going to have my man Mark on in about 8 minutes from now. I want to make sure that everybody out there in the world, and I know you guys are watching around the world, so I appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in to Funk from the Front Seat. Those of you that were tuning in to catch Tanny Soul Sister, we had to reschedule that. So we're going to make sure you guys know about that before she comes on. And no, Tanny, we love you. And, you know, it's all good. You know, we got you in our prayers and thoughts. There are people out there that continue and have been doing for 20, 30, 40 years, you know, keeping the funk alive by way of the airways. You know, Mr. Ricky Vincent, Keith Jackson, P-Funk Radio, you know, Philly Phil down in Texas, get on the funk bus on speaker.com. You know, Gabe Gon Gonzalez on Wednesday nights. We got Robin Circle of the P. We got Larry Funkster Jones. You know, G-ville Radio, my man Steady Groove over there in Germany. You know, how you doing, Wendy Beaver? I didn't forget about you. We got to talk soon. You know, we got Tanny Soul Sister. You know, we got so many people out there that help keep independent music alive. And I just want to acknowledge them. And, you know, it's okay to drop these people a shouty now and then just to say, hey, I appreciate what you're doing. You know, I dig where your vibe is coming from. Thank you for playing my favorite song. And I know, you know, if you have a request, no matter what it is, you know, one of these DJs will play it. And there's probably many, many others. And I didn't forget you guys at all. You know, I just know the ones that I'm kind of affiliated with. And I want to thank you. And also, you know, besides being my producer, Mr. Mark Lee, he also does some other business things for Nappy Head. And I wanted to thank him for that. Dr. Brookenstein, of course, taking care of the website. Any updated information that you see on the Nappy Head Funk Army website always comes from Dr. Brookenstein. He's the administrator of the Nappy Head Funk Army website. David Brooks, Dr. Brookenstein, my buddy, my brother, mothership, connection. I want to thank you for that, man, because people need to know who you are and what you do and how you keep Nappyhead afloat. You know, and then all the band members that were ever in Nappyhead Funk Army, I thank you. Right now, I'm just going to mention a little bit, you know, we're working on some new material. It should be out by 2021. You know, there's no need to rush anything at the end of the year, but we're working on some stuff. You know, we got some stuff and it's funky and it's nappy head funk and it's what we do. Obviously, you know, I take a lot from the P-Funk thing, but, you know, also a lot of my cats in the band, you know, they're fusion artists. So you're going to hear a little bit different stuff on this new disc by Nappy Head Funk Army. Man, shouts out to my man, Jeff Roberson. He just dropped his new stuff out. My little brother, big brother, Jeff Roberson. You know, and what he's doing in the spiritual gospel realm, and your stuff is on fire. Mad shouts out to my Florida connection, you know, Leroy Coop down there. He's working on some new material that we're going to be playing soon, him and his crew. So mad shouts out to you, my brother, Leroy Cooper. Mad shouts out to Al Rashad. You know, a lot of times me and Al joke around. He's always telling jokes, making me laugh, and I miss that. You know, he just dropped a new CD out. So, you know, and Groovalicious Project, which came out a couple of months ago. You know, we want to give praise and honor and shouts to that. John Groovalicious, if you're watching, you know, it's tight, it's crazy. So you go check that project out. And you can see all of these different projects and you can find them on my website or you can go to Facebook. Be sure, if you can, and I know money's tight, but it's okay if you can support just one artist that's doing an independent thing. You know, that makes a world of difference. You know, also, Next Exit, they just dropped their new stuff out a few weeks ago. And Otis Hawk and Donna Snead, Benevolent Funk, and Mike Get-Down Brown and his whole crew. So there's so much music that's out there, man. You know, and usually Robin or Gabe or Keith or Philly Phil's going to be spinning some of it if it's coming from the funk genre. So you can hear the music as well as go check it out. So we want to give a shout out to all of those people. And if I forgot anything, oh, I know, my friend Star Colors out on the West Coast, you know, she just dropped some new stuff out as well. I know it's always early for Star and she might not catch the show, but no, Star, we love you. Know that I do want to have you back on the show whenever you can make it. We'll figure out the time. We can pre-record something because I'd love to for people out there to hear your new material. So there's a lot of stuff that Funketeers have been continuing to do on the grind. Somehow they've been getting this stuff out, even though we've been confined. So that shows you the power of the one and the power of the funk. You know what I mean? Funketeers, we don't play around. We still try to get it done. You know, and again, man, shouts to my producer, Kevin Harrington, William Bush, and of course, my producer down here, Jake Winslow. You know, and I hope he's feeling better. He was a little bit under the weather. So all of these people I'm mentioning to you because I love them all from the bottom of my heart. And at some point, you know, I have crossed paths with them as far as like the music thing goes. So now that I got that out the way, and I hope I didn't forget anybody, I'm trying to remember. You know, it's been a tumultuous 2 weeks in the United States, and I'm gonna just say like that, okay? Well, I just saw a look. I think we got a storm coming in, but it's all good. I'm in the car, so you know, funk from the front seat. We keep it moving. Oh. And one other thing, and I got to say, this is important. Dr. Twana Anthony down in New Orleans, you know, I pray for you guys and I hope you guys are staying safe. So give us a shouty and let us know that you're okay, Twana. We love you. And, you know, I know you guys, man, y'all been catching it. I guess it's like the sixth storm in the Gulf Coast, on the Gulf Coast this past summer and fall. So I believe it's six or seven or five or whatever, but it's too many. It's too many. Global warming, something must be happening with it. So anyway, let's get on to it. It's been a tumultuous week. As you know, Funketeers will always funk, but you know, when people can't make their livelihood and you ride around and you see people, you know, that you wouldn't normally see doing things that they wouldn't normally do. And it's because people's backs, they feel like they're up against the wall. And I'm here to tell you on Funk from the front seat at IBM.TV. I'm your host, number 9. I'm repping Chicago today in honor of my man, Gale Sayers, one of the greatest football players ever. And of course, Walter Payton. He's my favorite player ever, bar none. I see people doing things out there, and I know they don't mean to do it, but I think people are on edge. I myself caught myself a few times this week being short and curt with people. And I pulled back and I said, hey, you know, I can't do that. I'm supposed to set the example. I'm supposed to try to do my best to remain calm. You know, and it was just little things like people in the supermarket or, you know, people at the gas station, whatever, you know. And I'm from New York, so I'm used to things moving a little quicker. And down here in North Carolina, things move a little slower. So I'm a little bit agitated. But I remember I caught myself and I gave myself a mantra. And my mantra, and feel free to use this, and this is something that, you know, I just came up with about a year ago, and I've been using it ever since. And my mantra to get me through all of this is that I have tea with a very, very close friend of mine, Selena. You know, we have tea, you know, every couple of weeks, every couple of months, whatever. Since COVID, we haven't had tea that much. But her and I were talking one day, and I said, you know, Selena, just think about how many things had to go right for us to be still sitting here having tea together. You know, she said, wow, I like that. And I said, yeah, I've been using it as my mantra. So I'm telling all my funky friends, all my funk family, all my P-Funk radio family, all my speaker.com radio funk family, all the funk ambassadors, all the people around the world, true funk soldiers, west, east, north, south, all around the world, in India and wherever you are, just think about how many things had to go right just for us to be talking to each other right now here today. And that's my blessing. And that's what I pray for everyone else. And again, you know, if you feel that tension and that edge, yo, it's normal. It's normal. It's okay to feel a little uptight. It's okay to feel angry. It's okay to feel a little down and sad. And we're going to get into World Mental Health Day in a minute. But it's okay to feel that way because we're in some tumultuous times. We really, really are. Things are hectic. People don't know where they're going to get their next meal from, let alone their next paycheck. Okay? So those of us that are fortunate, if we can send some kind words of encouragement out, if we can send some kind words of energy, if we can send some spiritual kind words, and it doesn't matter what your religion is, it just know that people that are spiritual and religious, you know, they also have a soul and they also have feelings as well. So we want to try to respect people's feelings and opinions, even if you don't agree with them. There's no need to try to pick too many fights because it doesn't make any sense. And it only takes away your own energy. And we want to stay in the light. And there's a good friend of mine that I've been knowing for many, many years from Amityville, Long Island, Mr. Lieutenant. And I always give shouts out to him because he has these great inspirational quotes. And I usually take his quotes and repost them, and he doesn't mind. He's a good dude. And if you ever want to look on my page, you see some positive affirmation. And what we do as human beings, a lot of the time, it's in our DNA. You know, it's in our DNA to want to try to do better. But sometimes in someone's DNA, it gets twisted. And all they can see is hatred. All they can see is evil. All they can manifest for their own mind is to go out and do damage, whether it be psychological, whether it be emotional, whether it be physical, or whether it be mental. And those are the people that we need to stay away from. Beware of where your energy flows, because as the energy flows, the funk goes, and you don't want none of that rubbing off onto you. So just be wary of that. Know that it's out there, but also know you can fight that off. Don't give in to the urge to be a little edgy, to be salty, as they say, you know. And again, I caught myself doing that. I'm no angel. And I was like, man, why am I so salty? Why am I so edgy? And then I realized I wasn't listening to my inner spirit. And it only took me about 5 minutes to readjust that, you know. And some people can readjust on the fly. Some people cannot. But if you're one of those that, you know, feeling like, yeah, you know, the world got you down and you have this weight on your back, feel free to know that there are plenty of us that are feeling that weight on our back. So right now I'm going to bring in my producer, and I just wanted to get that out the way. Again, we're hanging out on Funk from the Front Seat with my man, Mr. Mark Lee. He's going to come and join me right now. And all you funky fans out there that's hanging out, I love you guys. Appreciate you guys. What's up? The bearded one. Look at you. You got to jump on Grovember.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I got to go see my barber. There ain't no doubt about that. I'm going to need to holler at the boy very shortly and go see him. And I see that you were hollering at the Bears and all of that. And you know that I don't know how I feel about that since my brother is a Bears fan. But, you know, like we said, he does share a funky birthday as well because he shares that birthday with Bootsy Collins. So they were both October 26th babies and all of that. And he's a diehard Bears fan, just like I'm a diehard Vikings fan. So I guess I'll give y'all some respect and everything.
I get all that, but you know who's in first place, don't you? All right. Us in Green Bay, you know? Yeah. We're both undefeated in that division. So at least, if nothing else, maybe we're sneaking a wild card. But we was talking about this off air, and you and I was talking before we get into World Mental Health Day. Yeah. I don't feel sports is going to be a major thing as far as championships go this year. I just don't feel like it's fair. And I don't take nothing away from people that have done it. I'm no professional athlete by no means. And it's got to be hard to be in some kind of bubble, you know, like the Lakers in the Heat or NBA or baseball playing to no fans. Because part of the juice for an athlete, that adrenaline rush is the fans. So for me personally, I got to put an asterisk by sports this year. How you feel about that?
No, I agree. Definitely got to have an asterisk by the sports that are being played. I mean, I was actually somewhat surprised that they were even going to attempt to have a season without any fans, but I also get that the athletes want to get out there. They want to show their skills. But I know one of the things you were talking about is that you felt that they were only, you know, not giving their full efforts and things of that nature. And in watching some of the games, I can see that. But then I've also seen some folks give some monster games, like Jimmy Butler yesterday. LeBron James was doing what LeBron does. So definitely I've seen some players that have given their full, but I agree there might be some that are not going all out. And, of course, a number of athletes are still getting sick. I mean, I know our buddy Bill is a Buffaloes fan, and his team will actually not be playing until Tuesday because there was another shape of things going on in the league. So they pushed that game back to Tuesday night, I believe it is. So definitely it's still impacting what's going on. This whole COVID thing, this whole pandemic is messing up. Like we said, it's messing up even the entertainment industry. I know you've seen musicians that are not playing, some that are trying to play. You definitely mentioned about Broadway and how they're going to open hopefully in May. But, you know, they had also said earlier that it would be earlier in the year. So it might even be December till we see actual production. So I know I've got friends also that work in New York in the theater industry.
December of 2021?
Well, they're right now they're saying May of 2021.
So you mean December of 2021?
I'm thinking it could be as late as December of 2021. Yes, I'm thinking it could be that late.
Yeah. One second. I just want to shout this out too. Aquarius Rising Art, Miss Pat Dioria designs our cards, and she's going to be designing some shirts and stuff. And I didn't want to forget her because she's part of the Nappyhead Army crew as well as being one of the lead vocalists. So I just wanted to make sure I didn't forget you, Pat. Love you. And thank you, Miss Pat, for doing all your hard work. But yeah, Mark, that's going to be a hell of a hit for New York. If it goes that far, it really will be. It's I hope it don't, but you know, if it does, you know, a lot of people are going to be hurting, man, more so than now. And all over the world, this COVID thing has really, really given us insight as to who we are as people. You know what I mean? So be that as it may, when does early voting start here in our state?
Early voting starts on the 15th, so that'll actually be starting this coming week. It'll be the 15th through the 31st. I know the 15th is actually, the day is the 10th, so the 15th would actually be on, I've got to do my mathematical calculations and all that, but that would be Thursday. That's right, Thursday the 15th until the 31st, so it actually goes till the eve or the afternoon of Halloween. So it's the 15th through the 31st is early voting.
But people can mail in their stuff now in North Carolina, right?
Yes, they can. As a matter of fact, I already saw a friend that had mailed in their ballot. They actually were on a Zoom call with me, and I noticed that they had their I voted sticker on and things of that nature. So, yes, folks are already getting votes in that way. You are right. The mail-in voting has already started. But in terms of in-person early voting, that'll be the 15th through the 31st.
Cool. I know I'm touching base with my man Curtis Wilcox, who actually does our artwork as well. And I didn't forget you, Curtis, because I wanted him to do something about the vote. I'm going to see if he could draw a little something with Nappy Head in it. And we're telling people to vote and make sure you vote. Get out and vote early. Come up with a voting plan. Again, here I am in North Carolina. If you're in my area and you need a ride, I'll be more than happy to take you. I really don't mind. I ain't going to charge you anything, maybe a dollar. Maybe you buy me a water or something. If you need a ride, you know, you reach out to me and let me know. You can always reach me on Facebook. There are so many things going on with this vote, and I'm not going to get into bashing the president and all of that because that's not what we do here. On Funk from the Front Seat, but we do like to spit out some facts about things. And the fact is that this election, they're trying to tinker with it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a report that Russia had put out a propaganda video from this company, and it shows, you know, riots and things of that nature. There's a company that goes around filming stuff, and then they sell it to TV stations that want to do propaganda. And for reasons of confidentiality, I'm not going to mention the company that does that because I don't want any lawsuit problems. But there's a company out there, and everybody can go on internet, social media, and find it out for themselves. And they can see who's actually doing this. So again, don't be afraid that somebody's coming in your neighborhood, brown people, you know, black people, that's going to mess with your things. Ain't nobody interested in you or the things that you have. Nobody. Let me tell you something. If you have something, I don't want it, and no one I know's want it. Okay? So that's a myth right there. So let me just put that. I know you're laughing, Mark, but let me put that out there because it's true, right? It's like, I got my own stuff. I don't want your stuff. All right? Number one, that's a myth. Right. Number two, don't believe the hype that, you know, people aren't taking this serious because they are, because there are so many people out early voting. So, Mark, as you've watched this week progress and you've seen some of the antics coming out of D.C., what is your opinion about having no leadership at all on the good ship USA Titanic?
Well, that's one of the things we're having. We're having no leadership at all. We're having folks that are over here tweeting and saying a lot of nonsense around their own health conditions and things of that nature. And I agree with you. It's the good ship USA, or what some people might call the good ship lollipop. And I'm waiting for the leadership, and I'm not seeing any leadership on our federal level. I'm seeing a lot of antics and things of that nature. So, you know, don't fall for the antics. Definitely try to listen to what folks are saying and study the issues. That's what I've always believed in, studying what folks are actually going to do. And I haven't seen a plan yet that is actually coming out in terms of, I know there was even talk of they were going to create this health plan for us, but I don't know about you, and I know you've had some issues around your own health, but have you seen a health plan from D.C.? I've not seen a health plan yet, so I don't know how we can be talking about these things. At least one side I've seen present some plans. You may not agree with the plans, but I've seen them present some plans. But the other side, I'm not seeing any action at all. There's a concrete plan. So if somebody, and if somebody's watching us right now on Funk from the Front Seat, and they want to tell me what the plan is and tell me what it is and give me some places where I can find it, I will gladly go and check it out. But I've not seen it.
You and me both. And, you know, it's funny because I have had health issues. So if I had not had health insurance that I could afford, you know, I would be really screwed up. I'd be in a bad place. So thank God that that was there, because the current, you know, people that's running the country right now, they don't really care about me and my health. They don't care if my kids have to survive. They don't care about, you know, some of the things that we see. How can you be so irresponsible to have gatherings and knowing that, you know, you're going to make people sick or they're going to be sick? Things of that kind always lead me to believe that we are looking at one of the worst catastrophes. And I'll say it again, the pandemic is one thing, but one of the worst catastrophes that I've ever seen. And I'm 62 years old. I've seen a lot, you know, I've lived through a lot, and I can't understand it for the life of me, how people want to have 4 more years of this. And I'm going to leave it at that. What's your opinion?
I agree. I'm trying to figure out these folks that want to vote for a certain person. I'm trying to figure out how they could even put up with voting for that person for 4 more years. I mean, I don't know anybody that's not being impacted by what's going on. I know my own personal economy has been impacted. I know a number of others' personal economy and personal jobs have been impacted, you know, but I keep seeing some people talking about there's been some sort of business boost going on in the community, but I don't see it. I know that we live in a similar neighborhood and everything. I don't see it in our peers. I don't see it in folks that I'm talking to around the country. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on in that regard. And even when we talk to our international friends, they are oftentimes also asking the same questions because they're sitting there going like, I don't know how y'all could have voted them in the first place. And if you really vote them back in, I'm really going to wonder about y'all's sanity. So I'm hearing people wondering about that. So that's where I'm standing. I think that we definitely need some changes. And you may not agree with everything that certain people are saying on their ticket, the Democratic side, but it's got to be better than what we got now. That's my opinion on it. And I want better, even if you got a choice between, and I've heard there's people saying you got a choice between two folks in their 70s and all of that, and they are definitely both senior citizens. But that being said, at least one of them seems to be speaking common sense, whereas the other one seems to be speaking nonsense. But that's just my opinion.
See, everybody always has an agenda, and I'm not, and I get that as a liberal, and I'm neither Democrat nor Republican. I'm just a funkadelic. But as a liberal, I get it. I understand why people understand both sides have an agenda and all of that stuff. But one thing I do know is that there has whatever happens on your watch is your watch, whether good, bad, or indifferent. If you're the president of the United States, no matter from the first president all the way up to where we are now, it's your responsibility. If it happens on your watch, it happens on your watch. And that's just the way it is because that's how they set it up that way. So something that you're into as a president, you can't turn around and say, hey, it's not me, it's not this, it's not that, because you knew the system before you got into it. You know what I mean? It's like if I'm driving, you know, a job and I drive a truck or a school bus or something and I develop back problems, I knew that before I took the job because driving the truck or the school bus, you're constantly bouncing on your spine. So, you know, sometimes you know things in advance. So then you come out and pretend, hey, I didn't know this, I didn't know that. That's all bullshit because, you know, you knew that, hey, if something goes down, they're going to blame me for it, you know. And then we can deal with that as Americans. We always have. And it's got nothing to do with the movement. But what we can't deal with is, you know, someone not taking responsibility and someone being so indifferent to certain people's lives that have died or that are sick and things that are going on and family members. That part to me is where we got to draw that moral line. And I just hope people out there understand what I'm saying with that. Now, I want to segue into something, Mark. Again, you know, crazy, tumultuous week.
Yes.
Somebody came up with a brilliant idea that, hey, let's go kidnap the governor.
What?
Now, before we get into all kinds of wrong, right? I want to know what makes somebody think, besides what they heard from the commander in chief, that it's okay. How are you going to, in an active election, go kidnap a political figure of your state because you disagree with them? That got me so twisted and bent. I was like, okay, well, what did you expect? Because this is what he put out there for them to do. What's your opinion on that?
No, I agree with you. He put that out there, and I'm surprised that we're not going to see more actions like that done by some of these extreme kind of folks that might go out there and do some other craziness. But, you know, one of the things you got to commend, no matter what we think of law enforcement, that definitely the federal law enforcement was on top of this, and they definitely squashed it very early in and everything. So we got to give them kudos for that.
Yep. Kudos to the FBI, man. I'm sorry to mean to cut you off, but anybody out there work for the FBI, thank God, because this is what we don't want.
Exactly. But yeah, I just could not believe that they would try to kidnap the governor of Michigan. And like I said, we are definitely worried about a number of these folks that are listening to the madness coming from D.C. and what other actions they might try to create. I mean, we're also talking about a person that used the power of the military in order to some time back, you know, stage a publicity stunt when he went and held a Bible in front of a church, and the church didn't even like what he did. And what a friend of mine reminded me of is that if you go look at that picture, he's not even holding the Bible upright. So he's, I think he's actually got it upside down. So
yeah, it's upside down.
You got to do a publicity stunt, at least do it right. So, but he didn't even try to do the publicity stunt in the correct way. So like I said, this is what we've got for leadership right now. And that's definitely, I am definitely worried. I know you are as well. We've had this conversation about what some of these extremists might be cooking up in their minds and things of that nature. Because I know one of the things that you talked about and that you were going to mention on the show today was this is mental health awareness time and everything. And definitely we got to worry about some of these folks' mental health also.
Hey, I agree with you, because obviously you got to be unstable to really want to walk around with an AK-47 to go get a cup of coffee in Starbucks. There is nothing about that picture or that particular stance other than, oh, it's my right. Oh, it's my freedom. Oh, I'm American. That don't make you American because you can walk around with an AK-47. I got news for people. The only true Americans are the Native Americans. Everybody else came from somewhere else. So because you call yourself an American, then you're going to turn around and say, oh, this is my right. Yeah, it may be your right, but be honest, you look pretty stupid. You know, like, especially since, you know, there are other people there that simply don't want to deal with that and deal with you and your foolishness. And to me, you know, having a big gun doesn't make you a big man or woman. It just doesn't. You can walk around with guns and stuff. It's when the other guy has the gun, then we see where you stand. Are you going to pull the trigger on somebody else? You know what I mean? It's okay to intimidate people that don't carry guns. You can do that. But what about when the other person has the gun? All of these people that claim they want to be militant and all this other crazy stuff and, you know, do all this stuff to those of us in this country that just want to kind of chillax, they need to go where there's real war that's happening. If you want to be in a war, don't start one. There's plenty happening around the world right now. Just go. You know, get out, leave, go and fight your war somewhere else, because we don't want that in this country. The majority of people in this country want to take care of their family, want to make sure they have food, and want to make sure they have money, a good job, right? And they just want to live in peace and harmony and go about their lives, whatever religion or whether they're gay, straight, black, white, it don't really matter. Most people really just want to take care of their family and their lives and get on with it. Everybody has things that they don't like in this country, including me. But, you know, you're not a big man to me or big woman, whatever, to me, if you want to intimidate people simply because you're carrying a machine gun that's used in the art of war on your back. And that makes you something. I don't know what it makes you, but, you know, again, I'll pray for those people. I don't like them, but I'll pray for them because I have to, because they're totally misguided. Yep. You know, I wonder if they walk around the house like that, though. That's what I always wondered. I do. I kid you not. I wonder if they get up and the first thing they do is put that AK-47, put on all their guns and just walk around the house.
I'm like visualizing people in COVID world. You know, we're all been quarantined, sitting in our house sometimes for days on end. And I'm trying to like have a visualization of that. And that is actually a scary thought. Because I mean, could you imagine if you were the mailman and you delivered a package and all of a sudden you knock on the door and they come up to the door with you with all that stuff on? I'd be sitting there, if I was the mailman, going like, nah, that's all right. I'm not delivering the package to you anymore.
I got to tell you, and those that are the younger out there won't notice, but too many people that are older have been watching Rambo. You know what I'm saying? Remember how he just decided to take on the world and this and that back in the 80s? You know, we don't need none of that. You know, we're much smarter. We're more elevated. But there are still some Neanderthals that feel like, hey, they need to do that. Now, I'm not against people owning guns. I didn't say that. That's not what I'm saying. I don't care if you own your gun. I personally do not. but I am not against you legalized gun owners that want to protect your family, want to protect yourself, want to carry, conceal, open conceal, whatever, 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 whatever. I don't really care. But if you're going to take that right and use it to try to kidnap a government official, now I have to care about that. Because if you don't care about a government official, you most definitely don't care about me. So right. You will try to hurt me if you're going to go after a government official or you or my children or anybody else out there that disagrees. So if somebody disagrees with you, that's fine. It doesn't mean because they disagreed with the governor, they had to go and they were going to put her on trial. Now, yeah. They were going to have a mock trial in their little pea brain of a mind. They said, hey, we're the government now. We're going to put you on a mock trial. Now, how stupid is that?
I mean, that's just crazy. Anytime I think about it, but I mean, that would have been almost as bad. I'm about to date myself, but that would have been almost as bad of a circus trial. And I was only a child. I mean, literally a child when this happened, as that mock trial that they had where Bobby Seale was definitely roped up and all of that. And that was in Chicago after the Chicago convention of that time. I mean, we're talking about 2020, and the thing that I'm referring to is back in the 60s, the late 60s at that. But this would have been almost as bad, because when I heard about it, it reminded me of that trial, what they were trying to do, but it also reminded me of the Seminese Liberation Army when they kidnapped Patty Hearst, and that was back in, I believe, like the 80s or something like that.
It was the late 70s. It was the late 70s when Patty Hearst got kidnapped. You know, you're right, because again, here we are, 2020, you know what I mean? And we are still acting Neanderthalish. And that's my word for the week. It's not Neanderthal, it's Neanderthalish. Because people want to be so backwards. They want to think like, you know, it's the good old days. I saw somebody the other day say, you know, they want to go back to the peaceful times and the good old days. And, you know, when, you know, we all grew up as kids, you know, riding bikes and playing, drinking from the water fountain and all of that, right? Drinking Kool-Aid. And I said, that's great if we could go back to those times, but have modern day equality. I don't want to go back to days when things weren't equal for all people. So, yes, if we can go back to those days and times, that's great. But we got to go back to those days and times with equality. You know what I mean? We got to go back to those days and times when we don't have riots, where we don't have people being unemployed, people being killed, you know, because they're minorities and we have minorities in power, you know. So I don't want to go back to those days. People say, oh, yes, it was a great time, this and that. For who? You know what I mean? Yeah. Who was it great for? You know, it wasn't great for everybody. It wasn't great for Martin Luther King or Malcolm X or Medgar Evers. Wasn't great for them. You know what I mean? It didn't turn out so great for them. So you people out there that want to do that, you know, I'm with you, but I disagree about going backwards. I ain't going backwards for nobody. You know, I got to go forwards. And I like to nostalgically remember things, of course, you know, but at the same time, I saw what my mother and father had to go through. You know, I saw what my aunts had to go through. So, you know, just keep those things in mind when we talk about getting back in the Wayback Machine. You know, with Mr. Peabody and Sherman. Let's not go too far back, you know, because, again, you remember Peabody and Sherman? They getting the way back. That's funny. The way back. They take you way back. We ain't doing that. Mental Health Day.
Yes.
Day, right? I happen to see that at the last minute. And for those of you out there that suffer from mental health, know that I empathize with you. I understand. There's always somebody you can reach out and talk to, but don't feel like you have to hold that in. Like I said at the you know, top of the show, you know, reach out to somebody. Now's the time we got to help and uplift everybody. So that's what we want to try to do. And for those of you out there that are dealing with a family member or yourself personally or whatever, just know that there are things in place that can help you. How do you feel about that, Mark?
No, I agree. I mean, even when you were thinking about the Wayback Machine and you were also thinking about going back in history, I do know folks that have had some mental health issues in my life. I've known even a young man some time back that actually committed suicide and things of that nature. So definitely mental health is definitely a very important issue and things of that nature. But, you know, we've also not always done a great job, and we can even do a better job now in the way we treat folks with mental health. So definitely, I don't want to go back to the old ways that we used to treat folks with mental health issues. And sometimes those issues were over-medicated. I think that they're sometimes over-medicated even now. And definitely, they were definitely used a lot of shock therapies and other things. So definitely do not want to go back to those kind of days of treating our folks that are dealing with these issues. And I actually think that a lot of folks, because of what we're going on with COVID, we're going to see more people dealing with mental health. Like, a lot of folks are trying to find ways to balance their life and actually try to cope with what's going on in the world. And I'm thinking that a lot of folks are having a hard time dealing with it on a mental and emotional level. And who knows what's going to happen in terms of folks having the need for care in terms of psychological care and emotional health care and things of that nature. So I think that we're actually going to see an uptick in the need for mental health practitioners. And I actually have a mad respect for those folks that go into that industry and everything of that nature. So I would just urge that folks to not belittle folks that are going through mental health issues, because I think sometimes we belittle them too often.
We do. And, you know, you made a good point. And especially, too, we can't forget about the kids, because they, too, have to deal with mental health issues. They, too, have to understand what's going on in this crazy world. So if you're out there, and we got a hard out at 1 o'clock. So, again, you know, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to Funk from the Front Seat. We've been kicking it today. And thank you for joining in. You can find us every Saturday, 12 o'clock, right here on Funk from the Front Seat on IBM.TV. And I want to thank all the sponsors and everything out there. But, yeah, you're right, Mark. We need to understand what people are feeling, and we need to have systems in place, which is all the more reason why we should vote. Because some of those things are getting ready to be taken away. Your last thoughts, Mark, on this election and voting?
Oh, it's absolutely essential that folks get out there and vote. I've definitely been putting that out there on all kinds of platforms. In my mind, and I think I said this on our roundtable last week and everything, this is probably one of the most consequential elections we have seen in a number of years. Some people might put it up there with the election of Kennedy back in the 60s. Definitely there are folks that liked, I was not a fan of his, but there are folks that liked Reagan that might have put him as a consequential one. And of course, we all know that Barack Obama was a consequential election, the first African-American elected as president. But I would argue that because of all that's going on, because of all that's on the line, that this is probably the most consequential election of all time. So don't even think about not voting if you're eligible to vote. If you're eligible to vote, get out there and vote. And if you're not eligible, or if you think you're not eligible, check on with your eligibility, because there might be a possibility that you can vote, because there are a number of folks that are in the prison system that have already gone through parole and a number of other things. So they actually are able to vote. And I understand that there's even going to be some registrations that will take place at the early voting site. So definitely, I would argue that this is the most consequential election of our times. So get out there and vote. I'm saying this one more time. Get out there and vote.
You heard it first. That's my man, Mark Lee, my producer for the show as well. Mark has his own shows on IBM.TV as well as his Thursday show, The Juke Joint. You know, the blues professional that he is into all of that good stuff. So thank you, Mark, for hanging out with us for a minute today. We up against a hard out. You know, again, mad shouts out to everybody that watches the show. I try to shout everybody out because I love each and every one of you guys. I truly, truly do. Go support your independent artists. Very important. Don't forget about Boosie's Collins birthday bash. All right. Hi, Peppermint Patty. Hi, Boosie. And that's going to be October 23rd. There are varied ticket prices. Tomorrow, I have a special guest, chairman of the board, Mr. Ken Knox, on Funk Music with Zach. And a lot of people don't know that Bernie Worrell, Eddie Hazel, Ron Burkowski, Tiki Fullwood, and Billy Bass Nelson also was the band that chairman of the board used. So, you know, the funk has always and always will be there. So we're going to be really digging into that tomorrow. There is a funk connection, even though chairman of the board is who they are. You know, I dug into it, and I had known this for a very long time about, you know, Bernie and them being the backup band. And tomorrow we're going to be kicking it with Ken Knox on Funk Music with Zach on IBM.TV. Again, I want to thank all our sponsors. I want to thank everybody that tuned in. It was a short show today, but it was still an impactful show, a great show. And you guys just stay cool out there. Remember, if you're feeling a little anxiety this week like I have, just take that extra minute or two. As my girl Tish Oakley would say, breathe in, plant a good seed. I like that. I like that. And make sure that, you know, you continue to follow and support anything that any independent artist is doing out there. I'm going to leave you with a little something again. We lost a great Mr. Eddie Van Halen. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in on Funk from the Front Seat. I leave you with this. Y'all check this out. Listen to it. Right now. Thank you, Mark. We love you out there. Funk from the Front Seat. We love you, Eddie. Yeah, yeah. Roll call. Australia in the house. Germany. Dubai. India. England. Canada. USA. From the Front Seat. IBM.TV. Right now, y'all. funk from the front seat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's on. A little something from Eddie Van Halen, y'all. We lost our brother this week, you know. Again, thank you for hanging out with us on Funk from the Front Seat. You know, we got a lot of good things popping on the show. We've had a lot of great guests, and we're going to continue, you know, to continue out the year and, you know, get as many people on as we can. If you know somebody that wants to be a guest, or if you yourself want to be a guest, please contact me via Facebook. I'm all over the place. You know, you can hit my regular website, NappyHeadFunkArmy.com. You can hit, you know, my Facebook page, Zach Robertson, or you can hit my other Facebook page, Nappy, hashtag 9. It used to be the number sign, but now it's a hashtag. So, you know, just stay in touch. Drop me a line. Some things you might want to talk about the next coming weeks with the election coming up. I'm cool with that, too. I'm never going to go too much into the negative thing. But, yo, you know, anytime that, you know, you feel there's something we need to get out there to the world, we're going to get out to the world. Man, shouts out to the main man behind the glass, Mr. Mark Lee. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Y'all have a great day. And always remember, the power of the one. Keep it funky. We love you. And Kit, get better, man. We need you back soon, all right? And Tanny Soul Sister, we missed you, but we're going to make sure we get you back and reschedule the show since, you know, we weren't able to connect. So it's all good in the neighborhood. Don't forget, a random act of kindness will go a long way. And I'm going to leave y'all with that. Stay safe down in the Gulf Coast, all right? Man, shouts to all my people on the West Coast. You know, I know y'all still dealing with things out there. So, you know, whatever we got to do as people, you know, we need to do it. And the only thing that we can do right now is take care of each other. And as we do that, keep it funky, y'all. All right. Oh, yeah. Sounds like it is. Woo! Power of the one. I see y'all later. Funk from the front seat. I'm out.
You know the funk don't always give you what you want, but it'll give you what you need. You know what I'm saying? We never left. Yo, we back. NHFA. Your face, bringing you something good to your ear hole, y'all. Check it out. And it's our time to shine. It's our time to grind. It's the phone.